I didn't set out to start an accelerator and to support founders with disabilities. It stemmed from my frustration of lack of equity and support, and more importantly, lack of understanding of the disability community and the potential.
Welcome to Down to the Struts, the podcast about disability, design, and intersectionality, where we uncover the building blocks for a more just, inclusive, and accessible world. I'm your host, Kutsia Naki. Today, we'll listen in on my conversation with Diego Mariscal. Diego is the founder, CEO, and chief disabled officer of Together International. 2GI is a leading nonprofit startup accelerator run by and for disabled entrepreneurs. Diego and I talked about his entrepreneurial origin story, how he started 2GI, and his advice for aspiring disabled entrepreneurs. Okay, let's get down to it.
Thank you, Diego, for joining me on the podcast. I'm so honored to have you.
Oh my God, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. My name is Diego, Diego Mariscal. I was born in the States by accident. My parents, who are both Mexicans, were shopping, and I was born 6 months and a half into my mom's pregnancy. And as a result of that, I have cerebral palsy. But I had the fortune of growing up in Monterrey, Mexico, which is a very entrepreneurial town. Everybody starts businesses at a very early age. In fact, I remember being about 6 or 7 and having a sort of sticker exchange business for the Pokemon cards. I got the entrepreneurship bug pretty early. But then for college, I decided to move to the U.S., thinking that it was going to be this kind of paradise of accessibility and thinking that all of my problems as a disabled person were going to be solved. And yes, there was a lot of benefits, I think, infrastructurally compared to Mexico, but people were talking a lot about lack of employment opportunities, the perception that society had of disabled people. And to my surprise, it was a lot of the same issues that we were talking about in Mexico. And more importantly, there was nobody really at a systematic level talking about disability and entrepreneurship. And so having grown up around entrepreneurs and being exposed to entrepreneurship at a very early age, I saw an opportunity because disabled people have to solve problems every day from, you know, how do we get dressed, how we drive, how we communicate.
I was recently listening to an interview that you did on Judy Heumann's podcast, May Her Memory Be a Blessing, The Human Perspective, where you talked about working on disability and entrepreneurship as an act of social justice. Is there a moment in your childhood where you realize that you wanted to use your entrepreneurial spirit and know-how to achieve social change?
I don't think there was a particular moment. It was more so a constant feeling of frustration. I originally came to the U.S., specifically to Washington, D.C., thinking that I was going to do international relations and policy work. I was always really intrigued by Model UN and thought that I was going to change the world that way. And I found myself being really frustrated by the fact that we were talking about all these policies and all these great changes, but I felt like we weren't actually doing anything. And on the flip side, you have social entrepreneurs and businesses actually tangibly doing something and seeing change happen before their eyes. And so it was less of a moment of realization and more of a constant feeling of frustration and being pissed off with the status quo that I said, we have to do something.
And I understand that your spirit and desire to make change and create new things didn't start after you came to the States. It started as early as high school. Are there experiences you had at that time in your life that made you realize, wow, I have the capacity to do this kind of work?
There were a couple of defining moments in my life. One was when I accidentally became a professional athlete because I needed to do therapy. And so my parents were trying to get me to be excited about physical therapy. And I've always been really competitive. And so they thought, why not put him in competitive swimming? And I did really well in that. And so that was the first time that I really saw what hard work and dedication could achieve. And also, it was the first time that I started to see a community of disabled people coming together and exchanging ideas and the power of community as a disability collective. My other sort of defining moment was when I was in high school. I had traveled briefly to Minnesota because I needed surgery. And I had the opportunity to see the backbone of infrastructure and how schools were different and how classrooms were different. And I wanted to take those learnings and teach my classmates in Mexico about what I had learned in the States. So we started a student group that was focused around simulating what it was like to have a disability. So we would do things like eating without being able to see and using public transportation in a wheelchair and communicating without speaking. And that model grew very rapidly. Within 4 years, we were in 15 high schools across the country. 80% of it was corporate funded. And it still goes on to this day to be one of the largest youth-led movements around disability. I tried to replicate that in the States and it didn't work. And I think rightfully, because we got a lot of criticism when I tried to transition, comparing those experiences with blackface, minimizing the disability experience. But I think in Mexico, in a culture that is less exposed to disability, it was a way to educate students about disability through experiences that they wouldn't otherwise have. And so that was my first taste of entrepreneurship. It still to this day gives me a lot of pride and joy to be able to see something that was just created out of my own passion / frustration come to life.
Frustration can sometimes give us a lot of energy. And if we channel that energy in a positive way, it can be really helpful. You are the founder and CEO of Together International. What is 2GI and how did it come to be?
Together International, 2GI for short, has become the leading accelerator for founders with disabilities. We, through a series of workshops, programs, coaching sessions, we support and accelerate startups led by founders with disabilities. The whole preface of our work is that disabled people are prime to be successful entrepreneurs because we have to solve problems every day. And all entrepreneurship is solving problems at scale. Together was founded in this idea. But more importantly, the underlying mission was really always to redefine the way people think about disability and to see disability as something to be proud of, as something to embrace, rather than as a limitation or as something that needed to be accommodated for. Together is the 10-year overnight success because it took me 10 years to really get it off the ground. Everything from hitting up people in random Ubers to get them to fund our idea, to having multiple people in a one-bedroom apartment as an Airbnb, like have some extra funding. I think part of what makes us successful is that I can speak from experience. When I'm talking to founders and they tell me how hard it is to fundraise or how hard it is to start, I can tell them I've been there and I can relate to your experience. And in that collective community, then we all can learn from each other and thrive.
How do projects work with 2GI to get launched?
So we run a variety of cohorts pretty much every 3 months, like a university. And that is about a 10 to 12 week program that accelerates startups, again, founded by disabled entrepreneurs. And so you get access to peer-to-peer coaching, classes, mentorship, some funding after a pitch competition. And so it really is meant to be an ecosystem that allows you to substantially accelerate your business. There are some people that might not be ready for an accelerator. Let's say you just have an idea and you don't have any customers, or you haven't tested your product or service. Then you would go to our other program, which is called Venture Labs, which is meant for people who are in the exploratory stage. They're just exploring, toying with an idea. And that is, again, another 10 to 12 week program, self-paced. So it's not necessarily in real time. We try for Together International to be the end-to-end funnel at all stages of entrepreneurship, from the early stage to the more advanced stage. And something that I am currently working on is on creating the first ever fund for founders with disabilities. There's an investment fund that exists exclusively for founders with disabilities. And so we're working to create the very first one. So again, what we want to be is the end-to-end solution for any founder with a disability that is looking for support.
We're recording this in October. It's Disability Employment Awareness Month. So we hear a lot about the barriers that disabled folks face in the employment area. But can you explain a little bit about the particular barriers that disabled founders face? So in other words, what are some of the specific problems that Together International is trying to solve in that space?
Really, the main reason why disabled entrepreneurs exist in the first place, and there's actually data that shows that disabled people are twice as likely to be entrepreneurial, is because the employment space is so difficult to tap into, right? I was just speaking to an entrepreneur today that acquired her disability. She had a traumatic brain injury and was trying to get employed. And she was a senior executive before her accident. And she was literally told by an HR professional that she would not be hired on the basis of her disability. And like her, there are many other disabled people that face systematic discrimination in the employment space. And so the first barrier that we're trying to solve for is to provide people to economic pathways, right? Because even if you don't succeed as an entrepreneur, and 90% of businesses fail, right? Even if you don't succeed as an entrepreneur, you're going to be much more competitive in the workforce because you've gone through the entrepreneurship process. And so that's the first barrier. And then when it comes to specific barriers that pertain to entrepreneurship, there are a number of them. So many accelerators are not actually accessible for founders with disabilities because they don't have material in Braille, or because the instructors don't do image descriptions, or there's no sign language interpreters. It's not to mention the biases and the lack of understanding of disability. That's the reason why we've succeeded really and have become a leader in the space, because there's no other accelerator that is focused on exclusively supporting founders with disabilities.
Now that you're in the space, have you seen other accelerators? Are they watching what you're doing? Is there a conversation about integrating some of those access practices into their programming? Is that a conversation that you think is starting to happen?
We're very proud to be part of a collective. It's called the Moonshot Initiative. And it's an initiative that was started through the Clinton Global Initiative. And it is 10 accelerators around the world that are working in the disability space and that are sharing best practices amongst each other and really trying to collectively raise the disability market and express sort of best practices in the disability space. And in the sort of mainstream entrepreneurship community, we're part of this, again, collective group led by an organization called Diversity VC that is looking at how do you support underrepresented founders broadly. So underrepresented, meaning women, meaning BIPOC, meaning Latin founders. And so we're able to provide the disability perspective.
You've started a movement, Diego. Now that you've worked with so many founders, people who are entrepreneurship curious, what advice would you have for a disabled aspiring entrepreneur?
What is your passion? And follow your passion. I would flip it and I would say, what pisses you off? Because I think a lot of the best entrepreneurs and the best ideas have come from frustration. Even, you know, my story is an example of that. I didn't set out to start an accelerator and to support founders with disabilities. It stemmed from my frustration of lack of equity and support, and more importantly, lack of understanding of the disability community and the potential. So my advice would be follow your frustration, not your passion.
I love that. That's great. Again, it's taking that negative energy and channeling it into something positive. How can folks learn more about Together and about your work, and how can they get involved?
You can get in touch with me on LinkedIn, Diego Mariscal on LinkedIn, and Together International, Together with a number 2-international.org, and you can see all our work there. I'm always happy to be a resource and to chat with anybody that especially disabled entrepreneurs that are wanting to learn more about this space.
Thank you so much, Diego. I personally have learned so much from this conversation and really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening to Down to the Struts. This episode was produced by Alana Nevins and me. Our social media manager is Avery Annapol, with special thanks to Claire Shanley for designing our logo and to Eiffel Gangsta Beats for our theme music. For more about the podcast, visit us at downtothestruts.com. Follow us on Instagram and X at Down to the Struts, and join our Facebook group, Down to the Struts Podcast. You can also subscribe to our newsletter, Getting Down to It, on Substack. You can also find us at our new home on YouTube. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to listen. Stay tuned for our next episode so we can get back down to it.